Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Emma Fogarty, who is the country's longest surviving person with epidermolysis bullosa, otherwise known as butterfly skin, is with me here in studio this afternoon as she launches her new book, Been Emma. Good afternoon, Emma. How are you keeping?
Hi, Andrea. I'm not too bad, thank you.
I think it was about a year ago you were here with me, and you were talking about the Deborah charity fundraiser that you were taking part in, the Dublin Marathon, of course, with actor Colin Farrell, and we'll chat about that maybe in a few moments.
Yes.
But for those that maybe aren't familiar, Emma, with your story, you might just remind people just of the kind of condition you're living with, you know, and the impact of it.
Yeah, so my condition is called, as you said, epidermolysis bullosa. It means also called butterfly skin, which means that my skin is as fragile as the wings of a butterfly. So if I was walking down the street, and which often it happens, a woman could bump into you, or a man, but a woman with a handbag could bump into you, and the handbag could actually tear the skin off my arm or wherever she hits. So, it's very fragile. It's very delicate. I have bandages and wounds over 80% of my body, and they are open wounds, and doctors will compare them to third degree burns. So they are very severe. So those bandages have to be done every second day, and they could take 4 hours.
It was really for you, Emma. It's a really, you know, I suppose, debilitating condition in that sense, and that there's a lot of management that goes with this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much to be done. Medication, bandages, creams, keeping on top of infections, making sure I don't get any or have any, keeping in touch with the hospital if something is wrong. I mean, there's a lot to go with it. And then when you go out and about, you have to be very aware of your surroundings and who is around you and how close they are, and so on.
I mentioned just there at the very start that you are now the eldest person living with this condition
form of the condition. Yeah.
And I suppose for your parents, you celebrated your 40th, didn't you?
Last year.
Yeah,
I did.
They were told, I remember you telling me at the time, that like, you nearly weren't expected to live beyond the first few weeks.
Yeah, the first week. They told my parents when I was born that I wouldn't last a week and I'd be better off if I didn't. Which is heartbreaking for any parent to hear. I mean, my mother was 25. You know, she was so young, and to hear that, I think, was cruel to almost say to her, you know.
So for you now, 41 years later, you're back in studio today. I mentioned you've taken part in the marathon. You've published your book, Being Emma, Living My Best Life with Butterfly Skin. I mean, like, that is, it's such an incredible achievement.
Thank you. No, I loved it. And I've always wanted to write a book. I just thought, to be honest, I thought I'd be laughed out of the room, because my book, my life is almost so depressing in such a way, as, you know, there's a lot of sadness to it. But no, I was approached after the marathon. I was approached, and here we are today.
But I think the flip of that is that, like, you might say that, you know, and obviously it's your life and you're living it, and you said that, you know, there's a kind of sadness to it, but I would look at it, or others might look at it, and think, God, it's the resilience, you know, the strength, the character that you've shown over the last 4+ decades to actually sit down and pen this and detail your life story, because I've no doubt it's hard, there's challenges.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't easy. I mean, it was certainly an emotional roller coaster. It was, in a way, heartbreaking to write, because you were going over, some of your best memories, but also some of your toughest. And there was days I cried through it. But it was also therapeutic and empowering in a way, because I was like, God, look at that 15-year-old young girl, you know, and look at the 41-year-old woman now, like, she's two different people, you know.
Yeah.
So Yeah, it was. It was therapeutic to just write down what happened and all the hard things, school, being bullied, and then losing my leg. It was just to get it down. If people say write it down and tear it up and stuff, obviously I couldn't tear it up. But yeah, write it down on paper and it'll, you know, it'll be a weight off your chest.
Yeah, so you felt that. You got a, it was a sense of relief maybe from doing that.
Yeah, and it was almost like sending it out to the world, like everyone could share, not my pain, but they could, you know, everyone could relate to it in a way, you know, and in some parts to it,
It's been a big year. I think that when you were here with me last year, you were talking about, you were starting a new job at the time.
No.
In makeup, and you were focusing on, obviously, you're as a makeup artist, and you were...
That was Claudia.
Claudia. And I thought, are you not, you were working, you were talking to me though about jobs and your profession and a career and, yeah, okay. Well, we'll come back to that maybe again, but this was kind of the focus, was the marathon and...
The marathon and the book were the main things. Okay. So I'm patient ambassador for Deborah Ireland and it's a role I cherish and love. And I love to just spread the word about EB. So I've been to the Dáil and I've been to different events and I've done amazing things. So doing the marathon was just amazing.
Yeah. Your relationship, your friendship with Colin Farrell, I mean, it got so many headlines and the international attention of this for the marathon.
Crazy, but amazing.
And what was he like?
He's lovely. He's really nice, very down to earth, kind of like your next door neighbour kind of guy. I mean, he's just lovely. He's very normal, very Irish, very, you know, he's just really nice. You wouldn't expect him to be this Hollywood star and he doesn't act like it. There's no airs and graces about him, you know, there's no, you know, pomp and, you know, parade around, say. So he's lovely.
It was a great experience.
I've known him 15 years, so he's great, and to do the marathon with him and to finish it with him, you know, it was a magical day.
The buzz of that, you know, and I suppose a lot of it, as you say, and even here with us last year, talking about trying to highlight the Deborah charity and to raise funds, you know, for that as well. Bring us back to the marathon day, and you're running along, you're there, you're with Colin. The fans are out, the spectators are there and lining the streets. It must have been just huge support.
It was huge. Like, I've never been to the Dublin Marathon, but the support, it was electric. The place was like on fire with people screaming. It was amazing. It was certainly up there, one of the highest moments of my life. I loved every minute of it. I couldn't explain. There were so many people there out cheering for everyone. Like, it didn't matter if you were Joseph on the side limping by or if you were Colin Farrell running along. They were screaming for everyone, you know, it was amazing. So, but that last 4 kilometres that I did with Colin, it was just again, magical, because the 4 kilometres represented the four decades I lived and survived EB. And it's just, at points, I was looking at the kilometres go by and I was like, oh, 10 years have gone by. And, you know, the year. And it was just really emotional and wonderful at the same time.
Is something you might be interested in doing again, or is that box ticked?
I said to him, we'll do 5 for 50.
Really?
When
okay.
I go to 50, we'll do that.
A great landmark to have. So the book's out.
The book is out.
Yeah, the marathon's completed.
Yes.
I know you're not afraid of a challenge. So what's next on the list? Or
a break.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I'm sure I'll do something. I'll continue supporting Deborah Ireland as patient ambassador. And no, I'll just, I'm sure something will come my way again someday soon. I'm not shy to step back and not do something. I'm one for a challenge. So,
fair play to you. It's a lot about you, your life. That's what you've documented, as I mentioned in your book, Being Emma, Living My Best Life with Butterfly Skin. If listeners want to get it, it's out at the moment.
Bookstores and Dubray Books are giving €2 to Deborah Ireland for every book sold, which is amazing. And I have to thank them. They're great.
Listen, really appreciate you joining us today on the show. As I said, that's Emma Fogarty, Living My Best Life with Butterfly Skin. Being Emma, the book is out. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.